Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to another one of the great doctors over at Dana-Farber. This is Dr. James Cleary, gastrointestinal oncologist, and it's great to see you, sir. Oh, we got to get his mic on. Got to get the doc's mic on,
give
please.
Give us a 1-2.
Thank you.
1-2.
There we go.
Yes.
All right.
See, a doctor who can count.
Yes.
It's amazing. But we appreciate all the wonderful things you do. And we do this every year, and we sit down and we talk with the doctors. And the most amazing thing about having done this now for 19 years is what we're talking about today, we did not think was possible 19 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. So what advancements do you see in your sector?
Oh, I totally agree with what you just said. You know, when I talk to my family when I go home for holidays, and they always ask, what are you seeing? Probably about 12 years ago, we might get an extraordinary patient who would come to you in really bad shape with a lifespan maybe measured in weeks, and we would find a drug that could keep them alive, and really they would live for years, and it was just wonderful. But those patients were few and far between. We're seeing more and more of those every year. I want to say that carefully. I don't want to say like
we're
more.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, but still, right. Whereas it was very seldom in the past, we're starting to see more. It seems like it goes up every year.
Yeah, I know you want to be careful about giving the impression that we've solved everything, and that's exactly why we're here today. But I think that the positive stories and the developments we have should make people go to the phones, pick up the phones, knowing that if you keep on doing this for a few more years, maybe what we're talking about right now will be non-existent. It'll be like the cold or the flu here in 10 or 15 years.
Oh, I think in oncology, the enthusiasm is really getting higher and higher. There's an annual meeting in oncology where 50,000 people who work in the cancer field get together in Chicago every year. And probably like 10 or 12 years ago, we would get excited about a therapy that prolonged life by like 1 or 2 months. Oh. Now the bar has really gotten higher and higher, and people say, wow, you really want to see much more than we used to see in the past. Sometimes we'll even hear therapies like immunotherapies, yeah, where people are living for 2 years plus. So, yeah, those days we're getting excited about where the therapy increased life by like 1 or 2 months. Those are over. We're really looking for more durable therapies.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Excuse me. Is Nesson opened up the bar?
They're dancing.
Yeah,
over
I don't
there.
Know. I think doing? It's like it's a party over there.
I think we're dancing over there.
Oh, it's so cute. It's worth it, though.
Okay. And all that can be said, too, is when it comes to, because you also deal with like pancreatic cancer, right? Colon cancer, things like that as well. This is all because I know pancreatic cancer, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, boy, yeah, you know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, pancreatic, you're right on the money. So that's the cancer we take care of in GI, and it has been a cancer where outcomes have been really tough. So Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy, recently passed away. Fortunately, there's really been a lot of fundraising for pancreatic cancer. We've never really seen this before, that we're doing trials where we're collaborating with scientists because of all the money that's been donated to pancreatic cancer. Because historically, when we do pancreatic cancers, because it's such a tough malignancy, the trial wouldn't work. But really, that's all we would learn, that drug didn't work for pancreatic cancer. It was really unsatisfying, especially given the commitment that patients put in. They put in a lot of time and energy. Now what we're doing is we're collaborating with scientists, making sure that when we design these trials, we work with the scientists, and they'll say, well, how can we learn the most from these patients? And we'll do blood tests to and try to make sure we freeze those cells down so the scientists can do the studies they want to do, so that even if the study doesn't work, the scientists are going to learn from that, and our studies will get better in the future. So I think that the funding that we've been getting to allow the clinicians to work with these brilliant scientists has really moved the field forward. And I'm very, very optimistic about pancreatic cancer in the future just because of all these science-based trials that are going on right now.
Yeah, see, the thing that we hear a lot of with a lot of the doctors is clinical trials and the funding that goes into it. So and you mentioned the patients. The patients put a lot of work into this. Explain exactly what goes into that, because does that mean that particular patient's, like, all their other recourses have worn out and they don't have any other chance, so they say, okay, Hail Mary pass right here, clinical trial, it may work, it may not work?
This is a great question. There's a lot with clinical trials that we're trying to do. So in pediatric cancer, where you could really make the argument there's been more advances than adult cancers, about 80-85% of kids go on clinical trials, whereas in adults, probably only about 5 or 10% of patients go on clinical trials. And we think the issue is not the patients. The patients are eager to do the studies. It's just a system that people have to come to big places like Dana-Farber. So if you're in northern Maine, you really don't have access to clinical trials. And that's really depriving the oncology field of trying to learn, trying to get better therapies. And so by investing in clinical trials, it really allows us to learn as much as we can from each patient.
And those clinical trials, those are for patients who have no other...
Well,
recourse,
no, or? This is a great question. So there's actually several different types of clinical trials. So in GI, there's been trials for what you're saying, that patients where their oncologist said, look, I know you're still in good shape, but we have no other therapies for you. And so those are trials where someone gets to try a new experimental agent, and hopefully it'll work because there's no other standard therapies for that patient. Yeah. But there's also clinical trials where someone has a curative therapy. But we've been asking, can we make it less miserable for the patient? In colon cancer, when someone gets a curative surgery, what we typically will do is we'll treat them with 6 months of chemotherapy, but it's miserable because it can cause this numbness in the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, and actually be lifelong numbness, which is awful. And so a big advance in the field of colon cancer recently was, instead of giving all patients 6 months of chemotherapy, now we found out that 3 months is just as good. And that might not sound like a big deal, but for those patients with debilitating numbness, it's really made a big, big difference.
Doc, I got one more for you. Based on what we dealt with the pandemic, people might have had a sore hip or issues internally in their stomach and whatever, but they weren't willing to go in and get tested. Yeah. Are you fearful that we're going to have a lot more cases right now, and maybe some of them more advanced, because people simply didn't go and see their doctor?
Oh, this is great. This is unfortunately what we're seeing. I think society really worked hard through COVID, and I think there was a lot of suffering and people losing their job and also not feeling comfortable going to get medical care. And I'm actually in the hospital this week, and the hospital is busier than ever. And it's not because of COVID. It's really, we think, A, because there's more cancers being diagnosed, but also just because of delays of diagnosis. Well-meaning people who just didn't get in to get their colonoscopy, didn't go in to get their mammogram, just because of everything going on with COVID. Yeah. And because they missed those tests, it's not their own fault, but they're coming in with a cancer that was diagnosed a little later, and they're sicker.
Another pitfall with the pandemic. Dr. James Cleary, thank you very much.
And thank you.
Thank you for you do.
Thank you.
Really,
it was a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dr. James Cleary over at the Dana-Farber.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.